The new book out by a celebrated entrepreneur and podcaster shares the tactics of highly successful people for a new millennium. Book critic Joan Baum has this review.
The name Tim Ferriss meant little to me until his father, a friend, showed me some magazine articles with his son on the cover, noting proudly that Tim's business podcasts are number one on iTunes and that The Tim Ferriss Show, the first such podcast on iTunes to go over 1 million hits, has been the most downloaded site for the last 3 years. Forbes called Tim a startup investment guy we ought to know. Fortune cited him among 40 under 40 to watch. He's 39. And The Observer called him the Oprah of audio because of the wide popularity of his podcasts. Recently, Tim was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, taking up a dare to get Fallon flying by lying down on the floor on his back and holding Fallon aloft. He did it, then bounded up with a knowing grin. A few days earlier, his dad had invited me over to meet his East Hampton-born and bred son, who was visiting from San Francisco. I not only got to meet the serial entrepreneur, whose startups include Uber, Facebook, Twitter, Shopify, Alibaba, I also got a copy of his new book, Tools of Titans, along with assurance that I didn't need to try to suspend anyone in the air. Ferriss has a huge fan base, not only from the podcasts, but from his best-selling books, updated versions of the podcasts. Bibles to his fans, the books have catchy titles, The 4-Hour Workweek, The 4-Hour Body, The 4-Hour Chef. They also have super confident subtitles. The one for Tools for Titans is The Tactics, Routines, and Habits of Billionaires, Icons, and World-Class Performers. The Titans include professional athletes, chess prodigies, movie stars, four-star generals, gymnasts, obstacle course racers, Zen masters, musicians, so many more. The liveliest parts of the book, though, are when Ferriss himself gets into the conversations. He has a good sense of humor and is forthcoming about his own demons and depression. He knows the psychological importance, for example, of one recommendation, make your own bed every morning. This is a big book, close to 700 pages of testimony, guidance, quips, quotations, philosophy, and don't look for logical structure or chronology. The idea is to dip in anywhere, but be careful, he says, especially in regard to procedures having to do with bodybuilding, diet, and drugs. He himself tests everything and readily admits failure. In fact, on one of the podcasts, he poses with a bandaged arm. Nothing new, his mom laughs. He used to break a bone a year. Now it's ligaments and muscles. It's worth noting, by the way, that Ferriss does not push particular products or points of view. He offers a wide range of ideas and strategies, though there are common denominators such as risk-taking and focusing on one challenge at a time. It's the spirit of the Titans Ferriss would have us channel, not their individual lives as models. He hopes we'll find tips and tricks for the ultimate investment in ourselves. I'm Joan Baum.
Joan Baum is an arts critic who lives in Springs, Long Island.